Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Who are those girls? It's JK. Woo!
Yeah, party time.
Party today. What you got over there?
Oh my God, you look like Ademi.
Why?
I just realized.
I mean, thank you for the compliment.
She's in her
why?
She's in her pigtail era. I call her Pippi Longstockings.
Me too, girl. Oh my God, I want to see her in her pigtail era.
I'll blank her face out, but she literally, guys, she has the most golden, gorgeous Rapunzel hair. Although she really desperately needs a trim, and I've been begging her, but she thinks that, first of all, the haircuts are going to hurt. I don't know why.
Has she never had a haircut?
Never in her fucking life.
Oh my God, wait, so many milestones recently. Her earrings.
I know.
We're going to give her
a
haircut.
But she's not going to let me cut her hair. Oh, she says she wants it to go to the floor.
Oh, shit.
It's curly on her butt crack. I'm like, girl. Anyway, what you got there, an actual fresh coffee, like at good temperature?
I do.
Not all watered down?
Yeah.
Wow.
Guys, I ordered a coffee right before we sat down. I got it from Sergio's. As you know, I'm very into, I don't know if I mentioned it to you guys, I love their Abuela Maria cookie cold foam.
You did.
It's so good.
It does look a little dark, I'm not going to lie.
I do like a dark coffee, though.
I don't. I like it to taste like a little hint of coffee, but not too much creamer. Don't get crazy, but like too much coffee.
Right. I mean, I like this darkness if I do have a nice little thick cold foam.
Right. Oh, yeah, because with every sip of the cold foam, it's like sweetening the coffee. Guys, Kathleen has assured me that we have just such a splendid episode today, right, Kathleen?
Yeah, we have absolutely no topic, but there's so much to talk about. You know what I mean?
You know what?
First of all,
every
guys,
time that we have no topic, somebody on Patreon keeps telling me, wow.
We're not wearing our shirts from the fucking
sex cult
place.
Oh my God, we're literally so fucking.
Oh my God.
Wait, no, let's go change.
No, like, I don't have it. Joey, it's at Joey's house. I was
no,
supposed to
you're
get
lying.
It before. I swear.
Well, then how do you plan on getting it?
Well, I was going to like get it.
I'm gonna lose it. You know what? Okay, how about this? Since Joey's coming for the Hillary Duff concert, why don't we just wear it in the episode of my house?
Oh my God, we should wear it like in person.
It is a little bit like random and won't fit the vibes, but yeah, we could do that.
I don't think it was ever gonna fit the vibes, mama.
No, it
ever.
Was. It was supposed to be like us filming in Miami in our stupid shirts that we got at the fucking sex call. And now look at us. A month delayed on it. Leave it to us.
We didn't do that last time. And then we should have done it this time. And now I feel like if we do it next time, it's already like.
So then let's push it a month?
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, in person, it'll just be so glorious to see ourselves next to each other in those outfits.
We should call this the disappointment podcast.
Wow. Why?
Because we stay disappointing everybody.
We don't disappoint anybody only when we upload late.
Yeah, which is always. Guys, okay, I heard your battle cries. There was some people that were actually
no, but they were so
depressed.
Nice in the comments.
No, yeah, yeah.
No,
they were nice. They were nice, but I did see comments of some people saying that when we do our updates, they're the people that are in the comments saying like, you guys don't need to update us. But then when we don't update, that they feel like their world is crumbling, basically.
They're literally you.
Yeah, which I do understand that. But I will say, no promises, okay? However, we're working on a better filming schedule for like editing and stuff like that. We're working on it.
We realized we were doing it kind of wrong.
No, yeah. I mean, I had realized that a long time ago, but it just turned out like so much of, what was last month? Was it May, June? I don't fucking know. In April,
May.
I think, was the worst month for you or something. Like you were always busy.
Yeah.
We could never pre-film. So then it started becoming Mondays. We would film on Mondays for Wednesday. Guys, a turnaround of a day and a half is not possible.
No, impossible. Literally
it's
impossible. Like we're filming on Monday right now. You're definitely not watching this on Wednesday.
No. Definitely not. Like Thursday, I could like bust my ass to try to get it on Thursday, but Friday's more comfortable when we film on a Monday. Like it does take quite a bit. For instance, like with Do We Know Them? We have 3 editors working on it, okay? And then Lily, and we still do like a 3.5-day turnaround. Do you know what I mean? Like it takes time to put these things up, okay? Lots of odds
for
and
sure.
ins and outs and whatnot.
So we're going to try moving forward to film them on Fridays so that it gives Jesse more time to put the episode up by Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I feel like it just makes more sense anyway because we get turned on Fridays. So
that's exactly what I was thinking.
Way more fun.
Yeah, exactly.
A Monday? This shit sucks.
I upped my milligrams on Out of Office. I ordered some new sodas. I'm on 5 now. Let's get crazy.
Oh, I'm not ordering shit. I'm going to be addicted to Out of Office. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, that's, I'm concerned about that.
Yeah, let's not do Out of Office anymore for me. I'm a sober queen today. But I've got my coffee. We have que dice mi gente to get into. Let's just roll.
Okay, guys, I need to say something before I forget to say it and will never forgive myself.
What, the AI thing?
Yes, bro. There is one main one. Mind you, when we were going to film last episode, like, it was like at the forefront of my mind. Like, when I knew we were going to film, I was just like, okay, I need to address this.
To be fair, we were so delulu in the last episode.
We were basically asleep in last episode. But oh my God, you guys. I know that we're known for falling for AI. I know we are, but wow, this was bad.
Honestly, the worst part was me.
No, because 100%. Yeah, it was you who, like, actually the worst part. Okay, guys, so basically, two episodes ago, Kathleen read a comment that was, like, dice mi gente, of somebody saying, like, oh, Jessie's giantess foot modeling, whatever, reminds me of Sydney Sweeney in Euphoria when she's a giant, like, when she's playing a giant or whatever. Then Kathleen goes on to describe this, right? So what do I do when I'm editing? Okay, I go to TikTok. This is exactly how it happened. TikTok, Sydney Sweeney giant. That's what I put in. I clicked on, like, the second video. Didn't have many views. Granted, didn't read the two comments that were there. I should have. I really should have. And I should have read the caption as well. I'll read it to you guys.
But also, to be fair, that AI video of Sydney Sweeney is not that far off from the actual
Yes,
footage.
It fucking is, Kathleen. Yes, no, it is. Okay, so it basically, I put it up. Me. Okay, mind you, after Kathleen watching it, okay, she watches all the episodes back. So she watched the footage that I put on screen. Mind you, I have never seen this episode, so I have no reference point. I don't know what Sydney Sweeney's giant tits look like. I've never seen them. Kathleen gives me the A-OK, we're ready to upload. I upload. The comments are flooded with, not the AI Cassie. And I go, Kathleen, what is this about?
To be fair, I thought that maybe there were multiple scenes and that I just missed it.
Okay, but upon further investigation, it looks super AI generated. It looks so generated.
Real. Okay, but so does everything on the internet now, and I don't even know anymore.
Okay,
I don't know.
So I'm going to show you guys the caption and the comments, because when I went back, okay, so Natalia texted us and she's like, bro, what the fuck is this AI bullshit you put in your episode? And I go, ask fucking Kathleen. Okay, because I was just looking for Sydney Sweeney's giant tits, which I did see. They were there.
They were there. And she was giant.
She was giant. I mean, I didn't think. Anyway, so then I go back to the TikTok and it says in the caption, Moscow size Sydney is peeking into your windows with this face. Okay. Well, who's my favorite viewer today? That's a caption. Me seeing zero red flags with that. It's got four comments. And the second one is, what a weird thing to make, which he hearted.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like, when you search up Sydney Sweeney, Euphoria, giant, the other clip comes out way more. I don't know how you got confused.
Well, I don't think I put Euphoria. I just put Sydney Sweeney, giant. I figured that was enough. I was
and
in
all
a rush.
The horny freaks.
See, this is why we can't be rushing
ass.
The episodes.
No, we can't. We just truly can't.
So I'm sorry for spreading the propaganda AI slop of Sydney Sweeney. That was truly my fault. No, Kathleen should be extra sorry, to be honest.
I am very extra sorry. I saw it. I saw the footage.
No, my favorite part is when the comments started rolling in, she defended it to me in our text. She was literally like, no, I think that is. Like, that's in the show. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, then these people don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
I did say that. I'm like, what are they talking about? Like, I think that was right.
That was really something. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. Anyway, shall we get into que dice mi gente?
Yeah, I guess we shall.
We shall. I have so many screenshots.
Oh my God.
Guys, this comment is so funny because this is so true. Maddie says, I like this report we have going on. You guys upload an episode, say something incorrect. We correct you in the comments and then get featured on the next episode. What a beautiful cycle.
It literally, that's what the show is now.
Truly. That's why I don't want to pre-record.
No, I know. I also see it in the comments where, like, there'll be a good top comment and then the follow-ups will be like, this is going to be in the next episode. Like, people know what's up. I love that. It's important as a community. We all feel seen. You know what I mean? Like, that's beautiful.
I love the community we've created here. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, it's so much fun in the comment section. I never live in comment sections because they scare me. This comment section. I love you guys.
I know. I've been said. Do we know them? I'm like,
it's so fun.
No, I don't want to read the comments. Even though, like, the top comments of Do We Know Them are usually super nice. But there's just too many people there. There's bound to be some, you know, strange people there.
Yeah. Our comment section is smaller, more like confined.
I love it so much. By the way, guys, before I forget, because it would be a tragedy for me to forget, our bonus episode on Patreon, if you've been on the fence about subscribing to our Patreon, Kathleen read me smut and it was my favorite. Like, I mean, not my favorite. It was actually horrifying and horrible. And I was so sweaty after we finished, by the way. I don't think I told you that. Like, I was like drenched in sweat, not in a good way. It was like making me nervous. genuinely nervous.
Oh my God, I'm not gonna lie, I was very like flustered and yeah. hot when we were done. I was like, it not in like, a good way either.
It felt like we just both watched like straight up porno together. That's what it felt like.
No, we listened and read porn together.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So if you want to check out Kathleen reading me smut without us getting annihilated by YouTube, because we've tried to do smut on here, as you know, that was like one of our main reasons for getting the Patreon, but then we hadn't done it because Kathleen hadn't gathered the damn smut.
But I did gather it, you guys thought I wouldn't, and I did. I gathered
it. You sure did.
And
we
did a whole smut episode over on Patreon, so if you want to go check it out, you can, because we cannot upload that kind of content here. We will get demonetized.
Dude, normally, I was saying it in that episode, that normally we give links to YouTube. It's like an unlisted link for Patreon viewers, because a lot of people like the YouTube experience of watching. They don't want to watch through Patreon, but we couldn't even do that for that one, because we cannot afford to get our channel flagged again.
Are you crazy? Like, last time when we were reading about Nora's farts, guys, like, we were demonetized for, like, 2 months.
Crazy. It was not that long, but yeah, exactly. Anyway, just wanted to mention that before I forgot. Continue.
Oh my God, this one was so funny. PLNTGRL, plant girl. By the way, before I read plant girl's comment, speaking of that I was trying to read her thing, did you notice that you said this girl's name incorrect again? Like, no. Not again, but not a muse said, not the meow meow walea, it was meow meow twice, and you said meow meow walala.
Wait, what's her name? Meow meow.
You don't remember? No. It was, hold on.
How did I read it? God, can't do anything right, I guess.
Shit, I can't. I don't remember, but like all the comments were making fun of how you said meow meow. You said meow meow. Wow. It was so funny.
Oh, because I think I was, okay, I thought it was meow. Now I'm remembering. I thought it was meow and then like meowala after, I think.
Yeah.
Like meow meow, like,
meow meow.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. And not a muse said, Jesse got the first meow, but not the second on her username.
Because if it's coupled with other letters after it, my brain loses those. You know, it starts becoming a separate word. Guys, if you can, please put like dashes in your name, you know, if possible, separations.
Yeah, completely
of sorts.
Change your username.
Please, just make it easier on us.
But the plant girl said, Jesse and Kathleen, we're going to sell out the Coca-Cola Roxy. Also, Jesse and Kathleen, we can't do this with more than two people in front of us. We're talking about like, we don't like an audience.
In our defense, we will be blackout drunk at the Coca-Cola Roxy. In our
we would have taken shots backstage.
Oh my God. Like literally, we're going to have to like get a party bus to go to the Coca-Cola Roxy. You know what I mean? Get
fucked up on the way. I can't get too sloshed. I will not be able to form sentences.
Yes, you will.
Oh, come on. I'm sorry.
I know it seems so ridiculous because like, what would we do as a show? It's going to be so epic. But also, can you just imagine us walking out as Guadera? That's so funny. I love it.
Or Pitbull.
Oh my God. I love it so much.
Oh my God. We start playing, we're bringing it back. And we just come on stage.
But we would literally need to have like hair and makeup people to do my bald cap for me. I'm not going through that again.
And would you be at a bald cap the whole show?
That's what I was gonna say. Should that be like a finale thing? Somebody, we get Benji to do like a little 1-2 swung on stage or something while we're getting changed.
Probably. Well, that is easier to like get on stage and then we take off our wig and we're normal again.
Exactly.
You know?
Oh my God. And then we read people's like, we roast people's signs from the audience.
Oh my God.
In real time.
See, that would be so fun.
Wow. Write that down,
we
guys.
We should do that. Okay. Yeah, write that down, guys. Oh my God, I loved all the comments in the last episode of people being like, the bus is here.
What did they mean
so
by that?
Cute. You know, like, when we were talking about the cars that I got in
it.
Disney.
I just understood it. Wow.
And we were talking about the episodes. We're like, guys, don't worry about the episodes because another bus will come. And they were all like, the bus is here. How cute.
That's so sweet. That actually made me cry. I didn't understand. I thought I was like, oh yeah, they mean like the bus is here, whatever. That's really sweet. The bus will
so
always
sweet.
Come,
our
guys.
Lore runs deep. Our
oh my God, I
deep,
love
guys.
That so much. Wow.
That was really emotional.
Yeah.
Oh my God, by the way, people were like, Catalina, your name does in fact exist in Spanish. My name, Kathleen, in Spanish is Catalina. I didn't know that.
See, I don't like which that because to me, I'm like, that's just another name.
Right? Isn't it Catalina?
Well, wait, but doesn't your mom or somebody call you Catalin? Like Catalin?
Well, because they can't say Kathleen. They say, my mom can't even say my name at all. God bless. I don't know how she named me.
Yeah,
she
what the fuck? She named you.
She says Kathleen. Like the way she pronounces it, like she really tries hard. Kathleen. But like in school growing up, all my friends, Kathleen, or like anybody with a Hispanic, like nobody can say my name in Spanish.
I have a confession.
What?
Bro, it just like was weighing on my conscience and I feel like I have to get it out. I fucking left the mangoes your mom gave me at Joey's house by accident.
Oh no.
And I didn't even get to try them.
You know that
that's
she's
why
asked
when she
me
asked
two
me.
Times.
I don't know, she asked me. She goes, ¿Cómo son los mangos? And I go, delicioso. And I lied to her. Kathleen, what do I do? No, it's bad.
No, we gotta just keep the lie.
Okay. That's what I was planning on doing. Is there any chance
tell her you
that maybe
love
she
the
could
mangoes.
Bring mangoes when you guys come so I could actually try them? And
oh, for sure.
I won't pretend like it's my first time. I'll be like, I just need more of those mangoes. You know what I mean? But I literally, I texted Joey. I said, if you don't eat that, like, freeze them if you have to. Like, do not let them rot on your counter. I'll kill myself.
No, no, he'll eat those. He'll eat them right up.
Oh, I'm so depressed. I was so excited for them, but I was in such a hurry after our boat pool day that I just skedaddled out of there and left their mangoes.
Which makes sense, honestly. But the minute you got back to Georgia, she's like, ella se comió la mango. I'm like, mom, like, I don't know. It's like 10 p.m. She just got home.
I'm
like,
so maybe
tomorrow for lunch or something.
I always make fun of my mom because everything she makes, like, you literally get half a bite in your mouth. She goes, está rico, ¿verdad?
Oh my god, my mom. ¿Cómo me quedó? ¿Cómo está el pollo? I'm like, can I swallow it? And I'll let you know.
No, literally, like, me and Joey always make fun of her, like, for everything. Everything we're eating, we go, está rico, ¿verdad? Está lindo, ¿verdad? Like, she's always, I don't know what it is. I'm the opposite. When somebody's eating my food, have I ever done that with you? Have I ever cooked for you?
No.
Because one thing that I do, I mean, I'm trying to get better at it because it is an annoying habit, is like, I used to like dog my food a lot. Like, I'll be like, guys, it fucking sucks today. Like, I totally didn't do this right. You know, like,
it's literally my mom. At the same time, she'll be like, ah, trabajo sal. And then she looks at you to see if you're like, agree. If you're like, no, it's delicious. It's delicious. Like, she tries to fish for them.
Yeah. It's like, even if I know it's like delicious, now I have gotten better at that because I know that's not like a comfortable position to be put in. Like, I don't need you to comfort me. You know what I mean? It's just that.
Yeah.
It's just that I kind of want to set the expectations super low so I can, you know, meet them.
For sure.
Or exceed them.
Exactly.
But anyway, that being said, wow, I fucking killed the game this weekend. I made birria tacos for Friday.
I love birria tacos. Shout out to my mentally ill Virgo cousin Janine. She makes fire birria tacos.
I bet. Delicious. And then I did do it the lazy way though. I use the birria bombs from TikTok shop. God bless. I don't be blending up all that shit. It's like literally looks like a bath bomb of birria seasoning and you just put it in there.
No, she's a from scratch girl.
I know. Birria is so annoying to make though, so I haven't ever done it. But anyway.
I mean, she's out there making sourdough bread.
I used to. It's crazy. God. I've really lost my touch.
You were a sourdough maker, girl?
For literally like over a year, I was making sourdough every weekend. Sourdough sandwich bread, like that. Actually, yeah.
Really?
Right now, my sister-in-law, her starter in her home is my starter that I started. So like mine died because I kind of gave up on baking. But if she just gives me a little bit, it's like it's still alive like 2 years later.
What the fuck? That's so weird.
I know. I love it so
What's
much.
What's up with that bread?
I don't know.
I mean, it is my favorite though. I love sourdough.
Sourdough bread is fire.
God. Sourdough with avocado toast. Like avocado toast on sourdough is like elite. Oh my God. It's so good.
I'll ask but her for so some starters so I can make you guys. No, it's not. It's super easy to make.
Oh my God. Janine is always so flustered.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our sponsor, Fodzyme.
Do you guys ever go out and feel stressed or disappointed because you can't enjoy the foods you love without worrying about how you feel? Trust me, that is literally me every single day. And with Fodzyme, you can actually enjoy your favorite foods without the pain. It's actually pretty crazy.
Yeah, Fodzyme is a tasteless powder, and it really is tasteless because I'm pretty sensitive to like sprinkling things on my food, but it's a completely tasteless powder and you sprinkle it right onto your food. It helps break down FODMAPs, which are the hard to digest components in food that can cause bloating, gas, and pain before they cause discomfort.
Think of it like basically Lactaid, but for like garlic, onions, wheat, beans, cheese, and other common foods with like the FODMAPs. But for me, especially cheese, I find that Fodzyme really, really helps with my cheese. I'm lactose intolerant, and that has been super helpful. And it comes in a portable packet, and you can take with you everywhere you go. You just sprinkle on your food, eat it, and feel amazing.
And what actually sets Fodzyme apart is that every customer gets access to a free product consultation with a registered dietitian, not a robot, okay, not AI, not a chatbot, an actual dietitian who can walk you through how to use Fodzyme with your specific trigger foods and help you build a plan that works for your life. And we're so excited to partner with Fodzyme and offer all of you 30% off your first order when you go to icaneatagain.com/jkpod.
That's icaneatagain.com/jkpod for 30% off your first order. And finally, you can enjoy your favorite foods without the pain. Just go to icaneatagain.com/jkpod.
And thank you so much to Fodzyme for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Okay, the thing is that you have to have the timing right. But I used to like proof it overnight in the fridge because like I wasn't about that, like leave it on the countertop. And then if you leave it too long, it becomes focaccia bread because it's overproofed. I'm like, no, I'm putting it in the fridge.
Oh, okay. Well,
whatever. I'll make you guys bread is my point. I used to make baguettes too. Sourdough baguettes, delish.
Oh my God, I love a baguette. Come on.
Yeah, and fresh out of the oven. Wow, truly an experience. But all that being said, I made my birria tacos and then the next day I made hibachi. For everybody, I think it's like, it's not teriyaki chicken, but it's kind of the vibe. Like, it's got this whole thing, delicious fried rice and then vegetables and steak.
What the fuck? Are you like a full-on chef?
Yeah, I hibachi all the time. I got my little Blackstone. I be Blackstoning every weekend.
No way. I need to freaking go.
Oh my God. By the way, before I forget, tell Yoani I'm going to whoop his ass in pool. Oh my God. Kathleen.
Are you like a professional now?
First of all, My husband's best friend did not even believe me. He goes, nah, you've played before. I'm like, I don't, like, I have not, like, I don't play pool like that. He's like, well, what the fuck? I played me against him and Nassim and whooped their ass multiple times.
Wait, you're lying. You played against both of them and you beat them?
Two against one, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you guys know this, but Giovanni is the most competitive motherfucker in the history of the world. To the point where I'm not at all, as you know, I'm not competitive at all. I really just play for fun. Yeah, you are.
I like to pretend I'm playing for fun, but inside it's like steaming. Like I'm hot.
For sure, for sure. I'm literally like Phoebe, like, you know that episode of Friends?
No. I don't.
Where they're like all playing ping pong and they all like want to play together. And then Monica's like, how are we going to know who wins? And she's and Phoebe's like, nobody wins. Like, we're just like playing for fun. And she's like, so we're just four losers then. Awesome.
Yeah. Like, what's the point? I don't get it.
It's for fun. Anyway, Giovanni and me, like one time it got so bad playing dominoes. Like, he got so crazy. I was on his team and he was like, you have to do this. And you're like trying to carry the team that I said, listen to me. I am never playing dominoes with you ever again. That was 2012.
Oh my God.
I have never played with him again.
Nassim bought dominoes like, for them.
He's so insane and intense. So I would love to see him play you again, like play pool against you.
Well, from what I hear through the grapevine, him and I are very similar in our strength. So apparently it's not standard for someone to have like, okay, let's say the ball is like on the opposite side, right? And your white ball is like very far away from the ball you need to hit. A lot of people struggle with like hitting the ball and then it having enough power to go like straight to the ball that you're trying to get. Apparently. Right. No. I'm like a rocket. Like, I literally hit the ball so hard that, like, wherever I want it to go, it just goes. Like, you know what I mean?
And that is honestly the key. Like, I've noticed with Giovanni, like, it's so, like, sharp and fast. Yeah,
so him and I are the same in that. Gets it in now, there. We have, like, downsides where, like, in situations where you're supposed to be a little bit less strong, we do, you know, be a little bit too powerful. So everybody has their weaknesses, have that problem. You know what I mean? And then I call Nassim the geometry king because Nassim be fucking hitting this to go here and go there. I'm like, what do you think? You fucking geometry king? Like, what is this?
Well, I mean, that is how you do it.
No, I don't like doing that. I don't like to hit to go to the place. I want to hit straight into the thing. Anyway, point is I whooped their ass several times.
Oh my God. He is so excited. Oh my God, you have no freaking idea. He cannot wait to go and play with Nassim.
I'm very excited. Nassim is very excited. I don't know which one of them is more excited.
Honestly. He just gets so competitive. It's just so crazy, man. Giovanni's insane. So I would just love to see him like... You and
does
him
he play
just
Monopoly? At it. I would like to play Monopoly with him.
No, he only plays, well, I was going to say Hispanic games. And pool. But, pool is not Hispanic, but you know what I mean. Those were all my que dice mi gentes. I just wanted to say, by the way, it's crazy about the Catalina thing because when I was living in Mississippi with Danny and all of his like gringo friends from the military, they all called me Catalina.
Really?
Yeah, like, and I just thought that that was like the nickname that they gave me. But they would say it like as a joke. Like they would see me and they'd be like, Catalina. Like that was like their thing.
That seems racist. And I'm like, I'm kidding.
Sure.
I'm kidding.
No, but no, like they would even tell Danny all the time, like, oh, are you Mexican? And I'd be like, guys.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah. No, I'm saying like white people.
White people be white peopling. Oh my God. It was so funny because I made this like very white appetizer. Okay. It was like beef kielbasa. And then it's like with, you know what kielbasa is? It's like a sausage almost kind of. And I put it with brown sugar, mustard, and vinegar. That was like this recipe that I saw that all the white people love. So it was like kind of like a good vibe, whatever. Bro, the white people that came over, they loved it. My mom's friends.
Oh, but of course. Well, the thing is that anything like super seasoned, white people love because they don't really season.
No, but it was like mainly the people mainly eating the sausage were Abby and then my mom's two friends. Everybody else was like, what the fuck is this sweet ass sausage? Beef kielbasa. They go nuts for it. It's like seagulls at the beach. But they get down, okay, because they also went feral over my birria tacos. So.
Oh my God, but who doesn't like a birria taco? Am I right? Come on. Bro, it's so funny. We did an episode a couple episodes ago when we were talking about Hispanic sayings and like Cuban sayings. Janine sent me a rant after that episode and she was like, you missed so many sayings. You missed this. You missed this. You missed this. You missed this. I'm like, Janine, we were having a very intense episode. Okay, footage was lost. Like, a lot of things happened.
Janice came up to me, too, in disbelief that you didn't know aguacate maduro peo seguro. She's like, what the fuck? I'm like, I know.
Or aguacate pestoso. No, aguacate verdoso peo pestoso. What
yeah,
the fuck?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Janine was like, how are you not going to talk about más rollo que película? That's what we used to say all the... You've never heard of más rollo que película? Oh my God, we had this friend in high school, shout out Miguel. He was, how do I explain it? Well, that was our saying for him, like, oh my God, Miguel es más rollo que película. Like, how do I say that? Like a lot of talk, or like more talk than, it's basically translating, you have more film than you do movie. Like there's more film than movie.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
You talk a big game, like there's more talk than game.
Uh-huh.
He would like use hyperbole a lot and be like very dramatic and very like, oh yeah, I have like 5 Mustangs and I have this and whatever. We were like, oh my God, Miguel Marroyo que película or something. You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to give you like an example. And dude, like I feel like we used to say that all the time. Like, oh, este tipo es más rollo que película. Or like, que muela? Like, tiene tremendo muela. Did we say that?
Muela. Wait, like he, hold on. Like, I feel like
when someone is like charming you and talking to you and really charming
the
pants
off
you.
Yeah, I've definitely heard it. I never, like, I don't use it. My family doesn't use it, but I've definitely heard it before.
Yeah, like, te da dando tremendo muela. Oh my God, whatever. Anyway, Janine was just going off. She's like, what about this one?
I know, we do be missing things, unfortunately, in the heat of the moment. And I always get annoyed with myself in editing where I'm like, God damn it. I think we actually lost two in, was it that same episode? Where I was talking about Marianne, my best friend from middle school.
We didn't say that in the episode?
So I think I said about like the grilled cheese sandwich and stuff, but then I had forgotten to say that I felt like a piece of shit because when I went in my yearbook, my like elementary yearbook the other day, because I'm moving and then I saw it, I opened and the first thing I see is, you're my best friend, Marianne. It was so sweet. Aww. And I was like, oh my God. And then we had this whole idea that we never got to show you guys because the footage got deleted of us wanting to go through our old yearbooks and like read all the crazy shit that people said.
Let's do that next episode.
Yeah, let's do that for sure.
Let's do that. Look, we're gonna have a topic next time. It's so
wow,
exciting.
Wow, you guys just wait for that. We're gonna have a topic next time. It's gonna be amazing.
But yeah, I just thought it was so funny. There are so many Cuban sayings and Hispanic sayings, and I love that.
Beautiful. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we're still forgetting a lot.
Yeah, we missed so many things when we're filming. Like, we didn't tell you guys how Jesse saved my life on the boat in
Miami.
Yeah,
I'm unaware of what the fuck you're talking about, even after your voice note. I don't remember what you're saying right now.
Bro, the craziest thing about you not... the crazy thing about you not remembering is that when it happened, I looked at you and I go, oh my God, I'm going to tell everybody on the podcast.
Wait,
and
remember that. Yeah. I remember that vaguely. Yes. Wait, what happened?
You said, yeah, you sure tell them. You tell them what happened here today is what you said. Because I was standing on the steps. It was like, we rented this boat that was pretty big. It had like a downstairs, like little area. And I was just standing on the steps. And then the boat comes to like an abrupt stop. And I literally did one of these. Like in slow motion, you know, like I'm like falling backwards on the step. Jesse grabs my bathing suit and like pulls me up so that I wouldn't fall backwards. And I was like, oh my God, you literally saved my life. I could have like banged my head against everything there on the boat. It would have ruined everything.
It didn't feel like, it was so not dramatic that I completely forgot about it. But I was so happy
dramatic.
That you felt like I saved your life. That means a lot to me.
You did though. You did. Imagine I would have...
Man, and when I was dying in the ocean in Marco Island, you didn't even give me a life floaty thing.
What are you talking about? I was dying in the ocean with you.
Yeah, but then you got a life vest and
my
you took it for yourself.
It was for me.
Yeah,
I was
drowning next to you. Bro, if I was actually drowning,
it.
I would be dead.
No, if you were actually drowning, we would have shared it.
I don't believe
and
you.
We would have both died.
So you just perceived that I was doing all right.
There's no way that I'm going to put on, God bless, I could not ever, with my conscience, put on a floating vest and seeing my friend just drown in front of me like that. Like, that's crazy. Like, actually
I don't know,
drowning.
What it felt like happens, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You just didn't think I was actually drowning. I was very tired. The current was so strong.
Bro, you're like a swimmer.
What gives you that impression? Did you not see me trying to swim?
Yeah, honestly.
Turns out we're not strong swimmers at all.
No, at all.
If there's a current involved, like if it's like a still pool, oh, I'm Michael Phelps.
Oh, of course.
Come on.
I could dog a paddle. I saw a video the other day on TikTok of a guy jumping off a boat and like the current like took him and his friends are trying to pick him up. And it was like this whole thing. He almost died. And I was like, that was literally us. Like we almost actually died.
I know. And then in combination of that, I was just laughing so hard and it made the swimming so much harder because I was literally like, wow, this is hilarious, but super terrifying.
But also because Joey wasn't worried at all. He was just like next to us, like just
floating. Oh yeah, I forgot he was there. God, I'm forgetting everything. Oh my God, it's rubbing off on me. You know how they say your friend's traits rub off on you? Look at what you're doing.
No, do not.
Yeah, uh-uh. I'm forgetting fucking everything. It's like you're passing your dementia on to me. I was going to say, Nassim uses that as an excuse to Zin. He says that Zin is going to prevent dementia. I said, I don't need your silly excuses.
What's Zin?
Isn't it those stupid pouches that everybody's doing of nicotine?
How is that going to help dementia?
No, God
bless. It's going to give you cancer.
God bless. Literally. Well, the thing
maybe
is that...
that's why, because it kills you of cancer before it kills you of dementia.
No. Then do not get him started. He'll be like, not all nicotine is created equal, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, Listen, who are you trying to convince? Yourself or me?
I mean, he was going on about that at Carnegie Club in New York.
No, anytime like, he gets challenged with the Zins, yeah, don't dog the Zins, all right? He'll bite
you. Yeah, I'm like, isn't that, what are you doing? Like, what baseball players chew? He's like, no, I don't do that.
Like baseball that players. That's ridiculous. I'm like,
that's so disgusting. That's bad. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. The nicotine epidemic through Zins and vapes, it's crazy. Like, we don't vape. Nobody in my house vapes. But, like, I was watching Perfect Match last night, and a girl during a breakdown was literally like, can I take a break and, like, hit my vape or something? Like, literally, in the middle of her breakdown.
Guys, I'm not kidding. It is scary.
It is.
I honestly feel so grateful. I feel like, do you feel like we're the best generation ever?
No.
I feel like, let me explain.
I really don't.
I feel like we got the best of everything, millennials, because we didn't grow up in high school with that social media shit. If I would have grown up in school with social media, oh my God, I would have off myself.
We did have Twitter and stuff and Facebook, but it was very much like you had to go home to use it type of thing. Like, people weren't really
exactly. We didn't have it on our fingertips. Okay. And I feel like that creates a lot of insecurities, a lot of issues, social media with growing teenagers. Oh my God. It's like so scary that the fact that, dude, nobody, at least in my school, nobody vaped. I know that, like, once we graduated high school, vape was like becoming like a really big thing in 2010. At least me, I'm older than you, whatever. But like, what none of my friends vaped. 2010.
Oh, I'm 2011. You're not that much older.
Oh, wow. You graduated the next year?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, well. Like, none of my friends vaped. It wasn't a thing. And now I see young teenagers, like in high school and everything, vaping like crazy. Like crazy.
Like, people who would have never just smoked a cigarette because it's so like foul and the smell and stuff, like it would have put them off. Vaping is so accessible and like not as
it's at your fingertips.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it doesn't have like that nasty smell. Yeah, I remember.
I used to vape back when like it first started popularizing. I would say like 2016 mm-hmm. was like my height of my vaping days. And I remember, I think I've said it here before, that like I said, it's kind of weird that it would not be unhealthy, but then cigarettes are unhealthy. I'm like, I'm still smoking something. But I was like, but if it does come out that it's unhealthy, I'll stop smoking it. And then it came out that vaping was unhealthy. And I actually, during the time of vaping, mind you, zero nicotine. I never smoked with nicotine.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, that's no, it was just like the juice, like 0 milligram juice. But at the same time, it still caused fucking issues for me. During the time of vaping, I had to go to the emergency room because I had such a bad chest pain. Like every time I would breathe, it was a sharp pain in my chest. And they said it was like from working out because I was also going to a personal trainer. They're like, well, if your back is sore, like it can also like make your chest feel whatever. I was like, I don't know. I think it's the fucking vaping.
Yeah, you can tell the difference between a chest sore from working out and like something like that.
No, for sure. And also, even though I had zero nicotine, I was addicted to the oral fixation of it. If I lost it, I would be like a crackhead trying to find it. No, thank
you.
That
is literally what it is. It's the fact that it's at your fingertips 24/7. Whereas like our generation or before us, like you had to go get a smoke break. Like you had to go outside to smoke a cigarette. You had to like stop what you were doing to go get your little like your nicotine fix. And it also carried like this nasty ass smell. Nobody wants to smell cigarettes. Vaping, there's no scent. You can literally hit it anywhere, it disappears. So it's so easy to become addicted to that. That's why I've never even touched I was addicted to Afrin for 12 years.
Oh my God.
Nasal spray.
Yeah, you almost burned a hole in your fucking nose. I think of you every time I have Afrin. Like, I'm like so strict. On the second day I stop.
Yeah, the back of the bottle says don't use for more than 3 days, bitch. Listen to the bottle.
12 years is crazy.
Yeah. So like I have a very addictive personality, so I stay away from drugs. Vaping, like it's taking over this young generation.
You don't drink more because you're so addictive. Like you really don't drink.
Well, because
like
I don't like drinking.
Yeah, I kind of gather that. Like it makes you sick or something? Yeah. Didn't you say literally makes your nose stuffy?
It makes my nose stuffy. It gives me the worst stomach pains ever. Like I don't enjoy. I rather, like, full disclosure, I rather smoke a joint than drink a beer.
I will say though, my sister-in-law Janice was basically not able to drink. You remember when we gave her a Dole Whip mimosa?
Oh yeah.
And because of Z-Biotics, homegirl's getting fucked up.
Oh no. Z-Biotics is amazing.
Bro, she took it on her cruise. She's like, now I was drinking gin, like whatever the fuck I wanted. And I felt fine. I'm like, wow, what?
Wait. Janice, who's like literally allergic.
No. She says now, she's like, I want you to recreate these like gin cocktails. I'm like, bitch, who are you? Like, you don't even drink.
I mean, shout out Z-Biotics. That shit is so, like, our sponsors work. We love and use us.
For sure.
Guys. Wow, that's insane. But yeah, that's why I don't get addicted to drinking because I don't like it.
I get it. If it made me feel, that's how I feel about weed. I feel like if I smoke weed, let's say like 2 nights in a row, I genuinely feel like a brain fog. I used to trip out about that in high school. I remember one time I was like looking at all my family members, but I was thinking about it too much. You know what I mean? And I was kind of in a brain fog and I was like, oh no, like I think I'm stuck in a dissociative state and I'll never be able to connect with real humans ever again.
I'm not gonna lie, that is a little bit scary. The first time I ever smoked a joint, I was 21 years old. I was very, very against it in high school. Like if you smoked and I was in high school and you smoked weed, I was not your friend.
Oh my God, you're such a fucking nerd.
I was such a like, dare above the influence. Like the bear says we cannot do drugs. That's, you know, whatever. So hilarious. I did not like that shit. I was like, oh my God, potheads, they don't do anything. I'm not going to lie. Like when you smoke in high school, I don't recommend that you like, it does give you this like state. Lazy. Yeah. You're a teenager. You're growing. Like you don't have your frontal lobe.
I do find it fucking hilarious. So my elementary school books, like my yearbooks, you'll see I was a cheerleader and I was like on dance teams and shit. So I used to do like jump rope tricks and shit for dare rallies.
How fun.
Cut to 5 years later, smoking a joint. Crazy. Oh. You know, that's life.
Well, you know, at least you're not doing all the other drugs. You know what I'm saying?
No, never. You know never. Crazy? I never did any of them.
Bro, listen to this story. This is so random. I'm not going to say who I was with. I was with my friend and we went to go to Sunny's. We went to go eat at Sunny's. Drinking, as you know, gives me like a stuffy nose. Like the older I've gotten, like it makes me really, really stuffy. So like halfway through the drink, I've had a few drinks with her. We're like celebrating something. We've had a few drinks. I go to the bathroom to pee. Okay. Like as I'm drinking more, like I'm getting super stuffy and I'm like, you know, like very, very stuffy. And my friend deadass looks at me. She goes, did you hit a bump in the bathroom? I said, what? No, dead. I go, what? She goes, yeah, like, did you do coke in the bathroom?
That's insulting.
I was so offended, but like we were drunk, like tipsy. I looked at her with this face. I said, I've never even seen cocaine in person. I don't even know what that looks like. I swear. I know that people say like Miami, the coke. Growing up in high school, none of my friends ever did coke.
Yeah.
I've never seen it before. I swear on Porter, I have never even been around somebody doing it. I've never
in Miami in terms of like, it is in the nightlife and stuff, I would imagine. But me growing up, the only time I ever, so there's two times in my life that I saw cocaine. And one of them, I didn't see it. I was there when she was doing it. It was like this girl who was a pageant winner and like a model. And she was like very like, you know, addicted to cocaine to, I guess, maintain her figure, whatever. God bless. And so she was doing that like off a CD in the front seat. And I was in the back seat. And I was
Oh my God. Off a CD.
Yeah. And then the other time was David Dobrik offering it to me. I told you that. Oh my God.
You don't forget things. David Dobrik offered you cocaine. That's fucking great. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Cooked out of his fucking mind. And on Molly. And it was very disturbing because he was doing a lot of like the jaw movements that you do with Molly. I didn't like that. Yeah.
Oh, I've never done Molly either. I have seen people do Molly in my presence, like at house parties in high school. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. But like, I swear I've never even seen cocaine. But anyway, speaking of David Dobrik, of course he's cooked out. Now that you say that makes so much sense with his... like all the time.
Yeah, I literally had to leave the party because I was so like, if coke comes out, I'm in the wrong place. Kind of the same as like when Chris 100%. Brown music starts playing, I'm like, I gotta go. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
same
vibe. 1000%.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's not my crowd, you know.
But anyway, so I tell my friend, I'm like, I was so offended. I'm like, wait, do you think I do coke? I know I'm like really all over, like,
yeah, you are. You could totally like, you know, yeah, fit the profile.
You know, I can see that I would give that off. But I looked at her, I'm like, are you serious? And she's like, no, it's just that you're like, and I'm like, I'm stuffy from my alcohol. Like, it gives me a stuffy nose. And I was just sitting there in disbelief, like, wow, people are out here thinking I'm a cokehead.
I know. I don't like it. I've never done that in my life. In my life. I can't imagine snorting it. Like anybody who does that is like very hardcore.
I think that if I snorted cocaine, I would immediately die.
I think that about like meth and stuff. Like I think I would die. I don't think like my body and just like the way that I process things would be able to handle it. I think my heart would stop.
I literally get like so cracked out from coffee. Can you imagine cocaine? It would literally kill me, give me a heart attack.
But everybody says cocaine lasts for like 5 minutes. Like what the fuck is the point?
5 minutes?
Yeah, that's why people keep going back to the bathroom to do bump and bump and bump and bump because it's like 10 minutes, 15 minutes tops.
Also, doesn't it just like wake you up? What the fuck is the point of it? Like, isn't it just like...
It sounds awful.
You're just awake?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it does sound awful. That's why I do like the occasional gummy and I do like the occasional whatever because it mellows me out and I'm someone who's like very high, like high anxiety. I'm like already... That's why I would never do Adderall. I know so many people who do that and like, you know, focus and stuff.
I like Adderall, but I stay away from it because probably not the best thing for me to have in my life, you know?
It would literally kill me. Anyway, all that to say, I'm like the dare bear. I'm above the influence, except you know, the occasional weed. And,
except our last episode when we had some THC. What's the problem?
What's the problem? Come on. I need to get my medical marijuana card here in Miami.
I forget that Miami is, yeah, legal now.
It's not legal in Georgia, legal, but medically.
Everywhere you turn, they're like, we've got THC sodas inside. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah, that's everywhere, dude.
It's the loophole thing that they do. I don't really understand.
Oh, my God. You know what's
lot.
So funny? This is so random, but it, like, broke my heart the other day. I was at Mami Yolanda's house, my grandma, and she was telling me how my aunt had taken her shopping, and she's like, oh, y tita me llevó a la tienda de los zapatos caro. She's like, you know, like, I bought sneakers that were really expensive, like, you know, and she was going on a rant about how the expensive sneakers, like, you can't compare to, like, cheap sneakers, like the cheap sneakers that she always buys, because, you know, it gives you so much support, whatever. I'm like, let me see these sneakers, bust out these sneakers. What did you get, like Hokas or something? Like, what are these? She takes out her Skechers.
Oh,
it was so sweet. She's like, esto está caro.
What was she wearing before? You had her in fucking, like, Walmart shoes?
You had her. She goes to the dollar store all the time and buys sneakers at the dollar store. That's not on me. That's on her. She loves those.
You can't let her.
No, my grandmother.
Hello.
My grandmother is a dollar store shopper. She loves it.
I know, but shoes for like an 85-year-old? That's crazy.
Guys, my grandmother was wearing tacones until her 80th birthday. Like, she would only walk around everywhere in heels because she says that when she wears flat shoes, she feels like she's going to fall back.
Probably because the heels have fucked her feet up so bad that she feels off-centered.
For 80 years, literally. Yeah.
Heels are they're unnatural. And like, make fun of a kitten heel all you want, but catch me meowing on the catwalk, okay?
I will never wear a motherfucking 6-inch heel ever again as long as I live.
Every time I did it, I felt so fucking uncomfortable. And honestly, nobody fucking notices. Nobody cares.
Well, you're very tall, so I feel like a kitten heel is all you need, mama.
Oh, no. That's for sure.
I love it, though. Like, you still get the heel. You still get, like, the elevated, like, fanciness for your dress.
Yeah, like,
your
calves are, like, working, so they look, like, nice and tense. You know what I mean?
But you can still walk.
100%.
I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm trying my best to keep this chair swiveled face forward. And
it's okay. We're just going to get new chairs. Don't worry about it. Chairs that don't move.
No, I think I can find a way to glue this, like, straight. I definitely think I can. I can figure it out with Giovanni. Stepdad, he'll help me out.
Sorry, I'm looking at pictures. Ademi is with my mom for like 4 days.
Why?
Because there's this like VBS church event thing. I don't know. They do like this themed thing for the kids. And it's like a 4-day summer camp almost. And
oh
so
my God,
she went
cute,
to it.
Fun.
Yeah, but she's gone for so long. Anyway, I'm going to send you these pictures. Look at her. She's like a fucking teenager. Sorry, you guys can't see. God bless. But oh my God, my girl. She is growing up so fast. I will say, no matter what, it does not make me want to have other kids. So that's great. But doesn't she look so old?
Bro, what the hell? Oh my God, is that Belle?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Belle's also huge.
I know, her cousin.
I feel like they've grown so much from the cabin.
It's crazy.
What the
and
shit?
Then Belle for pre-K, they put like a cap and gown on her, and I like swear you could just like get a glimpse of her at like 18. It's crazy.
My God, Amelie looks so big in this piece.
But you see the braids. You guys are twinning.
Yeah, it looks so cute. Oh my God, I love her hair color. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I don't know where those goats came from. God bless. I'm not sure.
Oh my God. I know that you guys covered this topic on Do We Know Them, but I have been wanting to ask you about the whole Patrick Ta thing.
Mm.
The Patrick Ta painted by Esther. Oh my God, all this shit.
The blush debacle.
That blush debacle. Okay, here's my 2 cents really quick, because I know that you guys covered it on Do We Know Them. Welcome to Do We JK.
Do We JK. Woo!
Lily JK,
has
JK,
no
JK,
idea
know them.
That we're using that name, by the way. God bless.
Lily, Do We JK?
Yeah, she would be very surprised to know we have a segment called Do We JK.
But dude, it's pretty old news at this point. But I really do feel like Patrick Ta. This is going to sound so mean because I am on the PR list and I fear this might kick me off or whatever. And
no.
I do love his products. Okay. Like, I love his blushes. The new ones that, like, the transition powdery ones that have, like, no pigment. So stupid. Like, not, like,
did you get just those in PR?
Yeah. I did. Just use a freaking pressed powder that's colored. Like,
wait, but
Kosas
have you
has
used
really
it?
Good ones.
Like, what's the vibes?
Yes, I've used them. I used them all. Okay, so here's my thing. I'm gonna be so honest with you. I love the liquid. Like, the liquid
okay.
one. That's like a stick. That's kind of like a concealer, like a pink concealer. It does do a really good job of, like, transitioning from your blush to your concealer because it does have, like, that concealer consistency. So it does a great transition. But you literally could do that with pink concealer. That there's a bunch of brands that have that. You could have like a little transition moment with that. But like the pressed powder that is supposed to be like barely pigmented, so not worth the money. Again, you can use a Kosas
really?
Pink pressed powder, Huda Beauty. Like, it doesn't really have a lot of pigment to be worth it. But my thing is, it really is not that hard to be like, oh my God, this was so inspired by Painted by Esther. Like,
no,
it's
literally.
Not that hard. It's so weird. It is so weird that he did that. Because he's even said, like, oh, I'm going to switch to the Painted by Esther look. And when he said the back of the palm
yes.
thing.
Like, it's obvious that he got it. Even if, like, yeah, she doesn't call it transition blush or whatever the fuck. He got the idea from her. just credit people. And I just hate when people come in, and especially like, he's very successful. Like, it would take away nothing from him to credit her. Mm-hmm. And yet he still can't do it because he's being an asshole, in my opinion.
No, it would take nothing from him. And yes, I get it. Like, that is not something that Painted by Esther created. That has been happening. Like, back in Asian cultures, they used to do their makeup like that. Kevin Aucoin used to have a transition blushes, but we know about it today. And it became so popular today because of Esther and like the looks that she's done on Olandria. And like, you know what? My thing is, if I saw someone that was done by Painted by Esther, I would know. I would look at them and be like, oh my God, that you did your makeup.
For real? I wasn't familiar with her before, but now that I see her like makeup type and stuff.
She has a very distinct makeup look that you can call out. I can't say that about Patrick Ta.
Oh,
like, absolutely I can't look at someone and be like, oh, I know you were
beat by Patrick Ta. Is this a good time for me to say that if I were hiring a celebrity makeup artist, it wouldn't be Patrick Ta? I don't like the way he does makeup. God bless.
Yeah, it would. For me, it's like very plain
Jane. Like, it's not giving a whole lot when he does it.
But still, even though it's plain Jane, it's not like super amazing. Makeup by Mario does plain Jane makeup, and I prefer his look, his makeup, than I do Patrick Ta. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
yeah, I do love Patrick Ta's products. Like, his eyeshadow palettes and stuff are really good, I think.
Oh, I love, and I know they're super expensive, but I do love his like single shimmery eyeshadows. Like, the glitter in it is really, really good. What I've been noticing as I've been in people's comments, I have really been like going on the deep dive of this whole Patrick Ta thing. He's like in comments and he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He does not give a fuck. It's kind of crazy. He doesn't even feel a little bad. I don't think.
Not at all. Well, and that's why when he came on and like him addressing it is basically being like, so many of my friends do the same type of technique. And it's like, so now you're belittling the fact that it is popularized by Painted by Esther. You're just a dick. Like, what the fuck? If you don't know what we're talking about, do we know them did cover it? It says the whole thing. But basically, Patrick Ta came out with something and was very inspired by Painted by Esther, another celebrity makeup artist, and didn't credit her for shit and acts like he brought everybody Coca-Cola in the desert. And he did not.
Before we go any further, we want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Honeylove.
If you've been here for any amount of time, you probably know that Honeylove makes my favorite bras to ever exist. I'm wearing them right now. I wear them every single time I have to wear a bra because they are single-handedly the most comfortable and supportive bras I've ever owned. They have no underwire, but they give you just the right amount of support so the girls aren't hanging down low. They cover my back fat. They have this like thicker strap that just feels great.
They cover it in the most seamless way. You know how sometimes when you wear bras, and I mean, everybody has like a little back fat, and in the bra, you see it like kind of like bunch in the bra? Honeylove, the way that the fabric lays on my back, like there's no bunch.
Yeah, the way that the back is designed is my favorite, especially for things like t-shirts, where before I definitely felt a little bit more self-conscious in. But now they make my favorite sports bras to ever exist because they have the most amazing sports bra that is designed for not only workouts, of course, but also all day wear, which is what I was wearing my bras for anyway, except before when I would wear sports bras, I would tend to rip them off the second I got home because they were not very comfortable.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I got so excited when Honeylove started offering like sports bras because I am more of a sports bra girl. Even though I'm not doing sports or working out, I just love lounging around in a sports bra. And Honeylove has super comfortable ones. I usually always complain about my sports bras. They really hurt my shoulders. The Honeylove ones, oh my God. So supportive and so wonderful.
And one of the coolest features is that it hooks in the back like a regular bra. So you don't have to put it over your head. You know how sports bras can be really tight and kind of uncomfortable to get on. It's super easy. And Honeylove doesn't just offer bras. They also make amazing shapewear, which I really love and wear often. And they've built a full line of tanks, bodysuits, and underwear with the same supportive structure, smoothing fabrics, and premium finishes that you get from their amazing bras.
So treat yourself to the most advanced bras and shapewear on the market. Use our exclusive link to save 20% off Honeylove at honeylove.com/JKPod.
That's honeylove.com/JKPod. And then after you check out, they're going to ask how you heard about them. And it helps us out a lot if you let them know the JK podcast sent you. And thank you so much to Honeylove for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. I also hate the advertising of like, if you don't have this specific product, you're a loser and they spit on you. You know what I mean? Or you're like not going to get a good look. Like, get out of here.
Here's the thing. What Patrick doesn't realize that it truly is all about the technique. It's about Esther's technique to get that beautiful look. You can get that at home with the products you have following Painted by Esther's technique. And like, it's kind of left a bad taste in my mouth, the way that he's kind of reacted and responded to it. I also don't like, and this is an unpopular opinion because I keep seeing everybody coming for Jackie Aina online. And I think we have displaced anger. I understand and I get where people are coming from being upset with Jackie. But I do think let's focus on the asshole at hand.
Don't watch the next episode of Do We Know Them? Because we're talking about the Jackie Aina like aspect a little bit more. And I guess my thing with Jackie, it's not even like, yeah, granted, she has nothing to fucking do with it per se. However, a little hypocritical. A little hypocritical for her. She completely
I struggle
has
with this.
Called out other brands for similar shit. and is picking and choosing. And then when called out, is like, I fucking hate Juvia's place, essentially. And everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I agree with that. And I do. That's why. And I also don't want to give my opinion because, you know, I'm not a Black person. And I know that like a lot of people are upset with Jackie who are in the same community. And, you know, I get that. So I don't want to give my two cents. I just do think that it's like, why are we always blaming the fucking Black woman? Let's, you know, go back to our situation here, which is Patrick Ta fucking overpainted by Esther. But yes, but I totally understand, you know, people being angry with Jackie. But on the flip side, the owner of Juvia, like two things can be true at once.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Patrick Ta can be a dick and not credit painted by Esther and it's fucked up, you know, but also Juvia's place, the owner of Juvia's place said vile shit about Jackie back in the day.
That. I was there. What was it?
I was there firsthand when she was tweeting a bunch of shit that like, Jackie, I don't even want to get into it. I don't want to bring that up. But like the Juvia's Place owner was being vile towards Jackie and did platform Jeffree Star back then. Okay. And so I can totally understand having these feelings of like, but damn, you know, Juvia's Place is not that great too. Like, why are we super going hard and defending Juvia's Place over Patrick Ta?
The thing is, I didn't see it as people defending Juvia's Place. From everything I saw, it was like showing that essentially he stole the packaging.
Oh yeah, is that what it was?
They have the same product.
I actually have not seen
that look exactly the same as Patrick's. Like, you, they honestly could all belong in the same line. So people were like, "You stole the packaging from Juvia's Place," and then she kind of went in and just said, "Like, well, fuck Juvia's Place," essentially. But like, that wasn't even the main concern. Like, people were showing things like the Kevin Aucoin blushes and stuff. And like, my thing is, Jackie has an interesting way of addressing her audience. Like, people,
I know,
you know, get really frustrated. She blocks everybody. If they fart in one direction a little bit too close to her, she's gonna block you. I actually just saw people compiling like clips of her saying that like she's Auntie Jackie on YouTube, and then on TikTok then she's like, "Call me Auntie Jackie and I'll fucking block you," kind of thing. And it's literally like,
but yeah, because she used to be called Auntie whatever. Don't get me, she's a Leo. Okay. I'm gonna just want to say this.
Hey, what does that mean? I'm not like that.
No, let me explain. She is a Leo, and I do think, just like, for example, like Jackie is all up in her comments defending herself, like going whatever. If that were me, I would never look at a comment again, and I would just like, you know.
I know, but she's like too in there, I feel like she shouldn't
be. She is, but Jackie, I just think, got triggered about people bringing up Juvia's Place constantly, and then she's like, fuck, you know, like, you know, remember what Juvia's Place did to me? Like, I feel for her on that level of like, what the fuck, but I totally see where everybody's coming from. It's like, well, you've called out other brands for doing far less, and Painted by Esther is a Black woman, and like, you know,
like, are you just so friendly with Patrick that you're not gonna call this out, or like, what is your reason for not just acknowledging the elephant in the room, which is that he got inspiration from someone?
100%
mentioned, like, it's not even speculation, like, he mentioned that he got inspiration from her, and now is creating a product he's gonna make millions on and not even crediting her. Like, it's just not right.
100%. You know? I don't like how she Jackie responded to the situation. Weird.
Like, I didn't really get it. Like, and then also she's like, this isn't about me. I'm like, well, now it's kind of becoming about you because now we're going, you know, too far.
But that's my other, my only thing is, which I hope you guys aren't taking this like the wrong way. I'm not trying to like undermine like what Painted by Esther is going through, because I also think like, fuck Patrick Ta, like, what the fuck?
And I would be so pissed if I was her. For sure.
Yeah, I would be so pissed if I was her. But what I'm saying is, like, now I'm seeing so many videos, like video after video after video after video, like kind of like dogpiling on top of Jackie on top of Jackie.
It's become, it doesn't like a need Jackie to be that
topic.
You know what I mean?
And I don't think it needs to be that. I think we need to go back to dogpiling on Patrick Ta.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I get why people are upset with her. But my thing is, like, I'm always going to defend a woman over a man.
Oh, no, 100%. So, God bless.
And like, I think he's the wrong one here. And like, I think Painted by Esther deserves more. Her video where she was crying broke my heart. I think
she looked like she was gonna have a panic attack.
Such a kind, beautiful woman who deserves all the credit. I know that she probably feels some type of way that Jackie didn't, you know, come and defend her.
For
sure. And that must feel really shitty.
Yeah,
I know that she must feel that way. My thing is just like, I kind of feel for both of them in a sense. Obviously, more for Painted by Esther, but like,
it kind of turned into something and didn't need to be with Jackie too.
Yeah, it turned into something it didn't need to, which is my two cents.
Leave it to the makeup space. Am I right? For things to turn into things they don't need to turn into.
Guys, the makeup space is so toxic. So toxic.
That reminds me of Shane Dawson's Twitter statement. Do you remember when he had created that, like, what was it, bro? When he pretended he liked makeup for a week to launch his palette. What was it?
Oh,
Shane Glosson. Yeah, that's right. Shane Glosson. I'm fucking dead. It's giving Jesse Styles. If you know, you know. Anyway, he never uploaded on there. He said he was going to upload like makeup tutorials. He was so into makeup. Then he did like his notes app of how like toxic the beauty world is. And that's when he said that James Charles needed to have a slice of humble pie. Do you remember that?
Oh my God, that's right.
The size
that's
of the Empire State Building. And then that's literally what prompted him getting canceled. Like, the worst day he's ever been in his life.
James Charles does need a motherfucking humble pie.
Listen, two things can be true at once. A broken clock is right twice a day, right? Is that what they say?
Yeah.
How is that possible? Mm-hmm. How is the broken clock right twice a day?
Well, because it's going to be 12 p.m. and then 12 a.m.
Yeah, but what if it's broken and it just doesn't even go like at the right time? Like, what if it's 12 and it's not 12?
Because it'll be 12 twice, you know, eventually.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's 12 in real life. I don't get it.
Ugh, I know, but I if your clock stays at 12.
Why do I ask you questions? Why do I do this?
I'm so right. Everybody's like, yeah, what Kathleen is saying. So like, when there's a clock and it like...
Why is... A broken clock, right?
To, anyway, oh, wow. My point to all hold of on, them. Thing
hold
is,
on, hold on. Other people have searched this, so I'm not alone. It refers to a traditional analog clock with stopped hands. If a clock is stuck at exactly 4 o'clock, the actual time will match the clock's face every 24 hours. You dumb bitch.
That's what I said, you stupid ass.
You said it'll be 12 twice a day. What does that even mean?
No, I meant once.
No, you're right. Twice. Like, if it's stuck on 12, if it's broken at a specific time, it's gonna be right at that time twice a day in the a.m. and p.m.
Then why did you call me stupid?
Because that's not what you said.
That is what I said.
I don't. And then think you're so. Just saying now we need that to run that footage I back. I just don't believe that. Thank God we have this recorded.
No, thank God.
There's so many situations because, like, in real life that we don't get to record. And I'm like, fuck. Like, I don't know if you're right or you're not right.
And I would never know.
What?
We haven't told them the news.
Start guys. Spreading the news. What is the news?
The news, guys. Our sex cult shut down. The sex cult house shut down. This is a big deal.
The fuck? I don't know that. What are you talking about?
Are you kidding me?
I didn't know this. How do you know this? What are you talking about?
Oh my God. Are you freaking kidding me?
Benji literally, how the fuck us. Would Did I know? No, I didn't read it.
Because he texted us all. What do you mean, how the fuck would I know?
I do be guys. Ignoring the group chat. God bless. Wait, let me go
you
check.
You do be ignoring the group chat, bro. It's
no, what? I'm not in there.
Yes, dude. Benji texts me, you, Alex, Abby, he literally said, oh, by the way, guys, say goodbye to the sex cult. Last week was the last one. And Abby said, what? They got shut down. And I said, did that tent guy light his ex on fire? What happened? Benji said, they had to move out for some reason. But the good news is they already found another house to drop the property value of.
I'm fucking dead.
And then he goes, so it should resume again soon at a new location. Not only do those stinky hippies live like cockroaches, they survive like them too.
I'm fucking dead. First of all,
it's the end of an era.
I'm surprised they didn't get shut down sooner. That place is a hazard, especially on fire night. No. Although my absolute favorite,
the best night ever. Maybe they stopped doing fire night because it was getting too
bro,
close.
I'm sorry,
to
but if I'm their neighbors, yeah, me and the cops are gonna be best friends forever.
Oh, I would be calling the cops. Guys, the other day, okay, I got dropped. I went in an Uber. I was meeting them there at the sex cult house. I got dropped off like 6 houses down, and I was like, Jesse, where the fuck is this house? I can't find it. She's like, just follow the drums. I'm not gonna lie, I was so far away. I walked for like a good 5 minutes just following the noise of the drums to get to the house.
Because that's what I was saying. I was like, do you hear drums? She's like, yeah, I do. I was like, well, then just keep going until you get to the house with the drums.
But the fact that I could hear it 6 houses down, yeah, how no. they a were
nuisance.
Not
public canceled way number before. One.
Oh my God. I'm honestly shocked that it's lasted this long.
God bless whoever lives in that house after. That thing's gonna need
yeah.
an anointing, a steam clean, and pressure washing. Definitely.
More than that, they're gonna need to tent it.
Oh yeah, like termites and such. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. But according to Benji, they'll be up and running soon at a new location, and we will update you guys on that.
We're gonna go wherever they go, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure. So more sex cult updates in the future.
I would be so horrified if we go again and the guy with the spit is like, I saw your episode. Can you imagine?
No.
What would
no,
we say? No. Like, how would we explain that we, you know what I mean?
I got it. Watch, go. You're the guy.
Okay. Hey, are you guys the ones that bought those shirts for me?
We've never been here before, so
yeah,
I don't think
I'm pretty
so.
Sure you are. Actually, I think I saw you. You guys have a podcast, right?
No, I own a nail polish company.
It looks exactly like you. Pulls it up, shows you.
Well, they
is this
do
you?
Say. Well, they do say. No, they do say everybody has a doppelganger. Have you seen the Vampire Diaries?
No, but that's literally you on my phone.
No.
So gaslighting. Got it. Okay. Well, that's a good plan.
It wasn't me.
I like that. Then he shows us this clip. We're like, oh my God. Now he knows our plan. We be talking too much on this podcast. Damn it.
Listen, we paid $40 for a $10 shirt.
I almost want to request 20 back at least. But God bless him on his
no,
journey.
No, we can't.
No, when I literally got out of there, I'm like, I sent him 20 because he's like, me too. I'm like, bitch, it was buy one, get one free. I was giving him 10 as a courtesy.
No, she's like, I sent him the money for your shirt. I'm like, but I sent him the money for your shirt. It's like, what?
Tweedledee and Tweedledum always trying to pay for everything over here. Oh my God, have you seen that whole, do you know who Neon is? The streamer?
Yes, of course.
Okay, he went to Brazil recently. Did you see that? with like all of them.
I follow that whole group.
Yes. And everybody's freaking out because of the invoice thing that he's invoicing everyone. So basically he pays for everything and then he invoices everybody after. And everybody's like, it's just so that he can avoid like the weirdness of the check and stuff. I'm like, yeah, but he should tell everyone that. Because if I'm going on a trip with a rich ass motherfucking millionaire streamer, I'm going to presume I'm getting comped.
Okay, hold on. My thing is, did he not discuss this with people before going on this trip? Because there is a clip of like that Catherine girl or Catalina, I don't know her name.
Crystal.
Where Crystal's like, wait, she's at the dinner table. She's like, wait. It's so funny because that whole group is so, like, I know they're not from Hialeah. They remind me all of Hialeah.
They are
like,
space cadets, so, all of them. God bless.
They are. They really are. And she's like, wait, so what are we going to do about that? And then Dano is like, yeah, no, they're going to send the invoice at the end. And then you pay at the end. And she's like, damn. She starts freaking the fuck out. She's like, wait, like, I got to pay for my cameraman's food too?
All right, chat, we're going to get the check. And then get out of here.
You finna pay for everybody's?
Oh yeah, I'll send the bills at the end.
Wait, so after everything, like if you pay for everything, then when everybody goes home, you like send them the invoice? Okay, okay. I feel it.
That's what we did for Cancun.
Oh shit. So is that what we're doing everywhere we eat at?
Yeah.
Oh, so like there will be revenge for everything I...
It's not revenge. You're eating fucking things.
Oh shit. Damn.
You thought it was a full ride scholarship?
I mean, I didn't know the vibes, but I know the vibes now, and it's not a vibe. Since we're gonna get an invoice after, they're probably gonna send me my cameraman's stuff, like food and stuff for me to pay too, which is crazy. I feel like...
That's why I didn't bring your cameraman.
I feel like I'm gonna end up, like, spending so much more than I... Like, I feel like it's gonna be the same.
You're not gonna profit.
You don't think so?
Dano's like, yeah, like, he's just gonna send the invoice after.
What's his name?
Dano? She's a girl. The girl she was talking to, sitting next to
me. Oh, Santi's, wow, you really do know
Santi's
them all.
Girlfriend. I know them all.
Wow.
The reason I started following them is because, I don't know if you guys know this, but like the bad wiggies and the dad wiggies. You know
the fuck? The lore?
Okay, back in 2020, three girls from Miami, they got pretty popular on TikTok with their wigs, like dancing in the parking lot. You never saw like the little dances in the parking lot with their wigs? Okay, they're Miami girls, so I started following them. And then these three guys, they weren't from Miami, but they were kind of like making fun of the bad wiggies, and they called themselves the dad wiggies, and they would put on the wigs and do like the whole thing, and then they became like friends and whatever. Point is, my thing is, as a grown-ass woman, I'm not gonna go on a trip with a famous streamer or whatever and assume you're gonna pay for me. I'm not going to
obviously not. But also, wouldn't part of you be like, if he's putting down his credit card, you're not gonna assume you're getting invoice later if you haven't spoken about that?
Right. If you haven't spoken about that, no, I'm gonna be like, oh, how sweet.
He's it seemed like they were surprised.
Anyway. Yeah, they were all surprised.
I don't mind the invoicing after and like whatever the case may be, but I do think that if you didn't speak about that, you're weird. Like, or just like childish or
for
something.
For sure. No, how are you not gonna let people know, like, hey, by the way, guys, I'm gonna put my card down. I'll just send you guys the invoice after. How's that? It is weird. But he's a little weird, that neon guy.
Yeah, he is a little bit weird. Also, though, he says he didn't plan the trip, like he didn't invite everybody, so it's not like he should have paid for everybody. I don't know. He's very confusing and I don't get it. I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, if he didn't plan the trip and like...
Yeah, but again, you're putting your card down. You're like super famous and rich. I'm going to assume that's being like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that. And plus, like, he's putting his card down, I'm assuming, to like get points and stuff. And, you know,
that's what people
were
saying. He got
something.
Pissed at that. He goes, no, I don't need fucking points.
Oh.
Yeah, he got like mad.
Oh, I mean.
He's like, I don't need tax write-offs. Like, literally, it's just easier. I'm like, okay. But let people know. I don't ever want anybody paying for me, especially not a man, ever. But again, if a super rich streamer, millionaire, is putting down his card, I'm just gonna be like, okay, well, this is like a fart in the wind to him. So I guess, cool. Thanks.
No, yeah, they do have a lot of money. Like, those people have a lot of money.
He's a millionaire.
Neon.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's, like, one of the biggest ones there, for sure. Yes. He had, like, the most money out of all of them. So it does make sense that people were like, wait, that poor Crystal girl.
No, Crystal was like, how much
she's
is
like,
this?
What? No, and Dana's like, yeah, girl, you're probably not even going to make a profit.
The names are crazy, though.
Trip.
Like, Crystal's sister's name is Chuzzington. I can't. You know what I mean? Like, that's so interesting to me.
Oh, that's her sister?
Yeah, that's her sister.
Oh, my God. They look nothing alike.
Yeah. And then he told Chuzzington that he'll cover her invoice because he likes her, I guess. Like, he was like, you're cool.
I mean,
I'll cover your invoice. Your sister could get fucked, but I'll cover your invoice.
Listen, I needed to get your attention because I needed to tell you something very important.
What is it?
I had no idea your story was this deep. Everything you've been through, I'm not gonna lie, I'm chronically online, so I did like a deep dive, like once your started popping up and like just seeing everything you talked about. I wanna say you a soldier, you a trooper. Everyone in the chat put a W, Chuz. I wanna say this, Chuz. You know, there's a lot of things going on with this thing regarding this trip, right? I'm about to send like all the stuff back for like, no one's paying for security, whatever, but like the driver, like the meals we all did together, whatever, everything. But for you specifically, I don't want you to pay from the invoice. Like, I don't want you to have to pay a dime. So I'm gonna wave your shit fully off.
What? Damn.
Super weird.
Your sister, her cameraman.
Nightmare blunt rotation. I wouldn't want to hang out with anybody.
Oh my God. Nightmare blunt rotation for sure. Because none of those people are actually friends.
No,
and
they're
that's
not.
My thing.
They're all so streamer coded, like with their little mics and shit. I'm like, no.
Guys, I can't think of anything worse than like my everyday life being on stream.
No, no.
Being on stream 24/7.
Actual nightmare. I feel like that's like a capital punishment. Like, I feel like that would be like a sentence to my life. Like, why would I do that? I mean, you know, you go live with Lights Acker and stuff. It takes so much energy to be live because you have to be on and not like saying fucked up shit. You know what I mean? And like,
no, like you can't say anything without them like coming for you. Like the whole like Evelyn with the Uber was an option. Oh boy.
What was that?
I don't know how deep you're into that lore of that
group.
Not
that much.
But like the two sisters, Wendy and Evelyn.
Yeah, I know them.
The twins. And you know how Evelyn is with Johnny. Okay, Santi was there with his girlfriend, Dano. Whatever, Santi. They went to this place in Brazil that was super dangerous and kind of scary. And like, Dano got sexually assaulted. Like, where like, they grabbed her ass. Like, it was crazy. And she wanted to leave. She wanted to leave. And Evelyn said, bro, Uber is always an option. Like, get the fuck out. Like, just Uber. Go back home and Uber. Like, why can't you just Uber?
Like, it's his fault that Dano, and that's 100% wrong. And we should have left once Dano got touched. Get it, that was wrong.
Hey, saying L Johnny, this happened. And that.
Wait, say that one more time.
That we should have left when Dano got touched.
Okay, so why didn't we?
Because Neon didn't keep going. We all tried.
Yeah, no one.
Honestly, Uber is an option.
Oh! Uber in the favelas, just us two. Leave the whole group. Wherever we are, in the middle of nowhere, like, let's just dip.
Okay, it's hard when it's a big group. It's okay. You can't blame him because he suggested to come.
And I'm not blaming him.
Oh my God. No, literally nightmare friend group. Holy fuck.
No, the thing is that they're not friends and you cannot convince me that
like
any of those people
young
are friends.
Kind of dumb.
Yeah, they are.
You know.
That's another thing. Bro, I feel so ridiculous. I'm 34 and these people are like 21.
No, yeah, you know a little bit like too watching. Much about them. God bless.
I do.
You do. That's so interesting. I know all the drama. We found a little side interest of yours. I would have never expected that.
I do. I know all the lore and all the drama of that group. It's crazy. I just feel so like those people could have been my neighbors growing up in Hialeah, and so I don't know, I just feel like...
Okay, yeah. Well, anyway, shall we do a Lights, Camera, Smiles to wrap this bad boy up?
Yeah, let's do it. Guys, this Lights, Camera, Smiles honestly comes from Joey. This was a Joey, not a submission, but Joey sent it to us because he was like, guys, tell me this isn't Rosie to the T, which is my mom. He sent us this TikTok and he says that this is literally my mom. He's like, this
it
is
really
your mom
is.
And she goes to Disney.
Like, actually is.
Te encontré, Mickey Mouse. Te encontré, Mickey Mouse. Satiado. Mickey Mouse, de verdad, estamos en Disney. We are in Disney, right? Yes, es Mickey Mouse, de verdad, de los muñequitos. Thank you, Mickey.
De los muñequitos. That's definitely your mom.
That's literally my mom.
That is your mother.
That is my mom approaching anything ever. My mom would have been the ideal influencer. She's
no,
always
she really
telling me that
been.
I don't make enough content. I don't take pictures enough. That I suck at being an influencer. My mom would have been it.
Okay, my Lights, Camera, Smiles is a little bit random, but somebody tagged us in and said, wow, this would be such a great option for after you destroy a fridge with all of your magnets that are not cured enough, you know? We talked about in our cabin episode where it leaves little circles on your fridge, like little rings. And when I opened the shit,
if
I was like,
if you do
damn,
it right away.
Can you imagine us doing this at like an Airbnb to not get charged?
Welcome into this amazing home where I got the opportunity to embellish the fridge.
He does these like elaborate fridge murals. And if you skip to the end, it's like a fucking mermaid.
Wait, how is he doing that?
He like polishes it in a certain way. I'm not really sure. And then he like puts colors and stuff. But can you fucking imagine?
Oh,
we do this to an Airbnb fridge.
My mom can still do that.
And we're like, what rings on the fridge? I don't see nothing. Literally all I see is this majestic.
That is so
I'm not going
to
lie. God bless. It is super cool, but that star is really bad.
Aw, it's nice.
Bro, that star is giving me when I draw a star on a paper.
I mean, that turtle looks really good.
Yeah, the turtle's good. He's not really good with circles
the mermaid
and stars,
looks fire.
God bless. But yeah, he slayed that.
Yeah, probably not.
Anyway.
He really did.
If you guys made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that's all we've got. And as always, we'll see you in our next episode.
Or we won't.
JK. Bye.
Bye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.